Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have a very special program about a local event which has an international appeal, the Rhythm and Roots Festival that's going to be held Labor Day weekend. And the producer of that event, who's been working this event for, well, all of its 18 years, it has been called Rhythm and Roots, but even well beyond that, Chuck Wentworth is here. Welcome, Chuck.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us for your first time on Conducting Conversations. Maybe we can make this a yearly event, since you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah, this will be my 35th year doing the event, but my first year as the sole producer. So I'm looking forward to it. It's quite a challenge.
Sole producer, that does sound like quite a challenge, because this is a huge event. There's dozens of performers are going to be coming in. Let's get a little bit about you and your background. Are you a longtime Rhode Island person?
Oh, yeah. I was born here, raised here, went to URI, came here, and never left.
You
know,
there you go.
It's South Kingstown, South Shore, beautiful place to live. And once I got a taste of it, didn't want to leave.
Went to URI. Maybe we were there at the same time. But
I also worked there for 28 years as well. I was the supervisor of aquaculture facilities, so I ran those buildings until about 2006, and then retired, and now I just do the music full-time.
So the Rhythm and Roots Festival is your full-time job, along with your wife, correct?
Yeah, my wife Deb runs the office for us. She runs about 10 different things. She's very hardworking.
And this involves hundreds of volunteer workers also to run this festival, which runs over the Labor Day weekend. What are the exact dates and times?
September 4th from 4 p.m. to midnight, and 5 and 6 the Saturday and Sunday from noon to midnight.
And as I mentioned, hundreds of people involved, right, to get this off?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We start building the festival site on the Saturday prior to the event. And it takes us a full week. We have to bring in everything from tents, fences, porta-johns, generators, lighting, sound systems, stages. I mean, we start with an empty field, and we build basically a little city or a community. And it's...
And that's at Ninegret Park in Charlestown, Rhode Island.
Exactly.
So for those of you that are listening around the country or around the world, that's in the... almost the most southern part of Rhode Island you can get. You can't go a whole lot further south than Rhode Island unless you're in Westerly, but it's right on the, just off the water, right?
Just off the water on one side, and we've got Route 1 on the other side. So it's perfect location, very easy for people to get in and out of.
All right, and Ninegret Park has always been the home of this event?
As Rhythm and Roots, yes.
Yeah.
The prior event we held out in Escahegue, Rhode Island. It was called the Cajun and Bluegrass Festival back then. Mm-hmm. And when that reached its demise, a friend of mine who runs a Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, Mary Daub, she and I partnered up and put the first, or well, last 17 years of Rhythm and Roots together. And this year, I've decided to just do it on my own.
There you go. And now, Rhythm and Roots in music could mean a lot of things, but in your case, what kind of music exactly?
Well, we named it Rhythm and Roots specifically so we could include all kinds of music. And this is everything from blues, Cajun, Zydeco, Americana, country, swing, Latin music. It's basically, we're looking for something that people can dance to. Mm-hmm. And we like to have a lot of up-tempo, high-energy music. And we run that on four different stages. We have our main
four
stage.
Four stages,
yeah.
Wow.
We have our main stage. We have a heritage stage where we do workshops during the afternoon and then showcases during the evening. We have a dance stage totally devoted to dance bands. Mm-hmm. It's under a 60 by 120 tent. We build a huge wooden dance floor underneath the tent. We put a stage in there, and we have bands play from 12 to 12.
Wow. All right. Well, this sounds like we got to get a lot more information. Let's go to a piece of music just to get us in the mood. One of the more famous groups that's coming in is a group that I know of called the Mavericks. What do you have for us first?
Well, the cut we have is Dance the Night Away.
Dance the Night Away. All right. Sounds like a good one to get us in the mood. Here we go. All right. right. We're in the mood now. And Chuck, you mentioned three of the four stages, and the fourth one's pretty important. Tell us about that.
Well, that's our family stage. We have entertainment for children. Children 12 and under come in for free. We try to keep them entertained with music. I've gone to festivals where they bring in clowns and jugglers, and we don't do that. I bring in music and storytelling geared towards letting children learn about this kind of music. Mm-hmm. And kids love this festival. We have a playground right there next to the family stage. There's a freshwater pond kids can swim in. But they also really enjoy coming to hear this music, getting exposed to it. We have crafts for the kids. We have a big Mardi Gras parade at about 5 o'clock. We have the Extraordinary Rendition marching band lead the kids throughout the grounds in the Mardi Gras parade. So it's a big family event, and that's the atmosphere we're trying to portray here and get people to come to enjoy.
Well, we have a lot of things to talk about because there's camping involved, there's how you get tickets and so forth, and I just want to make sure that everybody has the hours of operation because it's a huge event. And first off, we want to say there's a nice website they can go to get all the information, right?
Right. That's www.rhythmandroots.com. And is spelled out, and for most folks, rhythm is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Correct. No U in rhythm. And is there a phone number they can call if
sure,
they want to do it the old-fashioned way?
Oh, yeah. We have a toll-free number, which is 888-855-6940, and that takes you right to our office.
And there's Facebook, and there's all kinds of things that can get you information about this event. We'll review that again at the end of the program, and we have so much to talk about. I want to get into all these individual things, but I want to get another piece of music in, and this is from a relatively famous performer that you have on the show, Sarah Potenza.
Yeah, this will be her fourth year performing. She started playing with us in 2011, and this past winter she really hit it big. Went on The Voice, right. Auditioned, was chosen from about 20,000 people, and made it from there to the top 20 on the TV program.
Amazing, amazing talent, and here we go. And this cut is called Most Days, right?
Most Days.
Here we go.
I feel like I'm working my way to an early grave. I work till I'm spent, I just make the rent, and I can't save. One of these days, the city's gonna put me in the poorhouse. Get nowhere. up tired from the day before. And I wonder, who am I doing all this for?
There you have Rhode Island's own Sarah Potenza, was a Rhode Island person from Smithfield, I believe, right?
Yeah, she grew up in Smithfield, followed her dream to play music, went to Chicago for about 10 years, and then finally made the big move to Nashville. And from Nashville is where she had the impetus to go and go on The Voice and
right,
doing extremely well.
There you go. Big name coming into the Rhythm and Roots Festival, September 4th through the 6th. Chuck, there is so many, there's literally dozens of performers that will be on the program. I'm just going to ask you to run down a few names, and then we'll put another piece of music in and take our first break.
Well, we started off with the Mavericks. We've got great blues man Keb Moe. We're going to hear Lake Street Dive. Los Lobos, who've been with us before. Sarah Potenza, Marsha Ball. A great band out of England called Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. The Cashbox Kings. I mean, the list goes on and on. What I try to do is we bring in these names that people know, Mavericks, Keb Moe, and such.
Right.
But the enjoyment and the pleasure I get in this festival is introducing people to new music. And a lot of the acts, maybe half of the acts here, have never played before. And every
never
year...
Never played here before.
Never played in Rhode Island or right. in New England.
Right.
And so people walk away going, wow, I discovered a brand new band this year. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I really enjoy about programming the festival, is exposing people to new music.
And sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people to go out and not only support the festival, but to hear something new. And we're going to talk a little bit about supporting the festival and the other things that it does for the community when we come back. But right now, let's get to another piece of music, and this is by Lake Street Dive, called You Go Down Smooth, right?
That's it, smooth as can be.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Would it be true? Or is it you that ordered me? I could say you are the only one I see, but I can't stop at two or three. And I am afraid to need you so. And I am too sober not to know that you may be my problem, not my love.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chuck Wentworth, who is the producer of the Rhythm and Roots Festival of Music and Dance, which is going to be held September 4th through the 6th, Labor Day weekend at Nanticat Park in Charlestown, just off of Route 1. Chuck, we talked about the many dozens of performers. I mentioned in the top segment there are hundreds of volunteers that are involved with this. You have a staff of paid professionals of probably 20 or so.
Correct.
I imagine there's a significant commercial impact to the community when all these people, because how many people are going to be ending up coming to this?
We're anticipating 10 to 12,000 over the weekend.
Wow. 10 to 12,000 people coming to Southern Rhode Island,
right,
to participate in this. So there's a significant economic impact to the community.
Right. When I last spoke to the folks at South County Tourism, we were the second largest generating event to bring in tax dollars back to the towns. The Quonset Air Show was first. And then after them, we bring in, there's all this tourism money that does come in.
Right.
Then the state distributes it back to the towns. Mm-hmm. So it's a benefit, not only that way, but we fill every motel, hotel within
restaurants,
30-mile radius. People come and spend money in the local businesses. So we do have quite an impact.
Now, I notice on the website that camping is a big part of it, I would think. And how does that work? Is that part of what you do, or is that just nearby camping?
Oh, no. We have camping right on site.
That's what I mean.
The town allows us to have 1,500 campers come in. And what it is, it becomes a community. People come back every year. They want to camp in the same place. They're looking for friends that they met. You know, they could meet these people just once a year. But
right.
it does turn into a big community over there. People come, they play music during the night after the show is over.
Mm-hmm.
They congregate, everybody cooks together.
Kind of a weekend tailgate party.
And it's a wonderful scene.
Right.
It really is.
Excellent. And so a big family event and a big impact. Also, you're involved with some charities that you help give money to after this event, right?
Yeah, we're trying more and more to be involved in the community. For years, we've supported local softball, baseball, soccer teams. This past year, we just affiliated ourselves with the Tahmacquag Museum. Loren Spears, who runs the museum, is going to provide us with some storytellers and crafters, and they're coming in to the festival for the first time. That's long overdue. We're at Nanticat Park, which was named after Chief Nanticat of the Narragansett tribe.
Right.
So we deserve to have some of this native indigenous culture represented.
Sure.
I mean, we're showcasing culture from Louisiana, Canada, and other places around the country, but we've been ignoring our own backyard culture.
Well, there we go. So that'll be a step to correct that. And speaking of Louisiana, this next group up is of that flavor, a Cajun flavor, right?
Yeah, Steve Riley has been a mainstay at this event every year. He's our most requested act, and Steve has been with us for 26 years now.
Wow.
And I don't think he's missed more than one or two.
Hmm. All right, and what's this song that we're gonna listen to now?
Well, again, it's something to do with dancing, which all is right. A big part of this event.
Thank you.
Chuck. If anyone was not in a good mood when I started listening to the program, they probably are now. They're dancing in the aisles.
That's it. Hopefully get them up off their feet and off their, you know, and move their feet.
Move their feet around, get some exercise.
Exactly.
So a good time will be had by all. There's another charity that we want to talk about called RICAN.
Yeah, it's the Rhode Island Center for those who are assisting and in need. Mm-hmm. And they're located right on Route 91 and Route 112 in Charlestown. And this year we're bringing in the King Arthur Flour Baking Truck. And what's going to happen is they're going to bake cookies right on site in this truck. And every cookie they sell, all the proceeds will go directly to RICAN.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that sounds like some good food, too.
Yeah, it's that's part of the dessert menu. We have about 12 different food vendors serving everything from Cajun and Creole food to lobster, Thai food, Greek food, vegetarian food, potato pancakes, wood-fired pizza. We put as much effort into making sure we bring quality food as well as the music. We want people to come and really, you know, not just hang. I've gone to so many festivals around the country where you get corn dogs and elephant ears and funnel cakes, and we're not about that. We want to make sure we represent really quality food that people can get in this area.
Excellent. So a good thing to enjoying the food as well as the music. So that's a great thing. Let's get to another piece of music and another act that's coming into the program, and this is called Cashbox
Kings.
I've heard of them, Cashbox Kings. And where are they from?
They're from Chicago.
Chicago.
And they're a great blues band, you know, based in the center of the blues in the middle of the country.
And now, one of the things that we didn't touch upon is the fact that this group is coming in from Chicago. You have groups coming from all over the country. This costs a lot of money to bring all this stuff in, as I don't have to tell you that. Yeah. I'm telling the audience that. You're very well aware of how much it costs for these groups to get here. And all of that money comes from admission fees, or how does that work?
Well, admission fees, we do take a percentage of food sales. We have a T-shirt booth. We sell T-shirts and merchandise. Mm-hmm. And that's usually enough to keep us afloat.
Okay, great. And is there, as far as admission fees, is there like a family entrance, or how does that work? Is it, you mentioned children under 12 are free.
Right.
So it's just per adult and all the kids you want, right?
Yes, yes. It's we do have a new thing this year where we're charging half price for teens.
Wow.
Because people expressed, you know, that it is getting costly to bring in a whole family. So, you know, with the young kids coming in for free, your 13 to 19-year-olds can just pay half price. And folks buy a ticket. They can either buy a 3-day ticket with camping, 3-day without camping, or individual day tickets.
Excellent. All right, so lots of choices there, so check that out. Let's get back to the Cashbox Kings, since I interrupted you on introducing this next song. What's it going to be?
It's called Move Out to the Suburbs. It's about how regentrification is happening in a lot of neighborhoods, where people who have built up these neighborhoods over the years now can't afford to live there anymore.
All right, here we go.
There's a Starbucks on every corner, every restaurant's dead at night. But when the hood goes up, so does the rent, and I can't pay my pride. I gotta move out to the suburbs, 'cause the low end got too high. Projects used to be. They even got and yard clothes too. I gotta move up to the suburbs, 'cause the low wind has got too high. Kiss my hood goodbye.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chuck Wentworth, the producer of the Rhythm and Roots Festival, going to be held Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th at Ninegret Park in Charlestown, Rhode Island. And if you'd like information about this, you can go to rhythmandroots.com. Or you can call the phone number, toll-free, 888-855-6940. There is lots and lots and lots of information on the website about the dozens of performers that are coming in. And Chuck, you said four stages are being constructed for this event?
Yes, we cut down from last year where we had five.
Really?
Yeah, we had a separate workshop stage last year, and now we've moved our workshops into our heritage stage during the afternoon.
Right.
It's a brand new year for us, so we're trying to cut some corners but not cut quality.
There you go. Well, that's as long as it keeps the festival going and keeps all these great acts and great musicians coming in. That's the important thing. Want to stress that once you get onto the festival property, everything you ever wanted is there. You can you can have a soda, you can have a glass of beer, you can have some wine, you can all kinds of things are available along with lots of food, as Chuck described. So you won't go hungry. And you won't lack for entertainment and plenty of things for the kids to do. We talked about all the events for them and the fact that trying to educate them with great music is the most important thing.
It's the same thing with my kids as they were growing up. You know, they'd go off to school and they hear contemporary music, but when they come back home, I'd always have this kind of music playing, and it slowly seeps into their ears. They may not, they may say, well, we don't like that stuff, but it gets in there, and then years later, it resurfaces.
There you go. It's a great thing, and music is always good. We're going to end up with one more piece of music, and while we were off air on the commercial break, found out that we have a little tie-in here to this next group is called the Dust Bowl Revival. And are they new to the event?
It's their first time coming out here to the East Coast. They're from California, and they're just a really wonderful band. I think there's 8 to 10 people in the band, and they've played so many different styles, from old-time blues to old-time jug band music to up-tempo bluegrass to dance music. And their claim to fame is this past year they came out with a brand new CD entitled Keep Your Lampshade On. And they had made a video with Dick Van Dyke, And as they're playing the music, Dick is running around dancing and having a great time. And they've got over 2 million hits on this video. So
that's
it's just
excellent.
You know, that's funny. That's how this whole music business works.
There you go. And I've had the privilege and pleasure of working with Dick Van Dyke, and he's an amazing guy. I got to interview him a couple of years ago. He had just done about a half-hour performance on stage in front of about 10,000 people at a convention I was emceeing, and I asked to interview him after his performance. And he came off the stage at 83 years old and said, sure. And we sat down and he talked for about a half hour. What a great guy. What a great talent. So if you want to try checking that out online, find that video with Dust Bowl Revival and Dick Van Dyke. I'm sure if you Google it, it'll come up.
That's on our website. They can go to rhythmandroots.com, and it's right there.
There you go. That's even easier. And then you can check out all the other things that are going on at the festival. So once again, the festival is Labor Day weekend, and running from what time to what time normally? Friday night starts at what, 5 o'clock?
We open the gates at 4. The music goes from 5 to midnight on three different stages. And then Saturday and Sunday, open the gates at 11. Music starts at 12 and goes to midnight.
Excellent. So plenty of music and plenty of things to keep you busy. Chuck, it was a pleasure meeting you. And again, we have to do this more often.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And it's bring your music back. I'm sure our audience is going to love it. And I wish you all the success with the festival.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
We're going to go out with that Dust Bowl Revival song called Lampshade On, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
One, two. Chevy with my lampshade on. Ooh. Well, I went to the car wash, it didn't have no change. I got my rifle and I went to the shooting range. Lampshade on,
with lampshade on.
Yes, I shot out all four tires with my lampshade on. Went to see my honey in outskirts of town. Got to her front porch, your house was burning down. Lampshade on,
with lampshade on.
Yes, I ran into that fire with my lampshade on. Well, mama said, in the penitentiary. I've been thinking about my drinking, and I think I'm the man I want to be. Lampshade on, with
lampshade on.
Yes, I'm gonna keep on drinking with my lampshade on.
lampshade on.
Put a lampshade on.
Yes, I'm gonna be your governor with the lampshade on.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.